What is the truth about the planets? We are finding out we have not been told the truth about some of the planets around us. Mars is a good example. Some scientists believe life could exist underground, and a report in Nature Geoscience, which was conducted by JPL, agrees with this. I have been saying for years there is something strange going on with Mars, and I am talking about the surface, not underground. There have just been too many photos taken by the rovers which have revealed things after they were magnified. One that I have mentioned before had to do with a cigarette butt being on the surface. Another had to do with the footprint of a dress shoe. While even more evidence exists in the form of whistleblowers, who formerly worked for NASA, who claimed to have seen humans walking on the surface on their monitors. I am talking about a group, not one person. If you look at a planet like Mars and find it has all sorts of construction materials scattered around it in the form of ruins, what is one to think? Should we think a decorated cornice is just a rock, because this is what we are told? Perhaps the ruin of a glass-covered tunnel doesn't exist and we are all crazy. I wish NASA would come clean about Mars and tell us what they know. For all we know, they have already gone there, and humans might even have a permanent presence on the red planet. It seems to be clear to me we have gone there. I don't think Martians smoked filtered cigarettes and the butts remained on the surface for millions of years. Some might say there is still life on the planet and they are smoking now and leaving their butts around, but that is just too much of a stretch. In the past I had alleged to Mars having enough breathable atmosphere on the surface even though we were told it didn't. Now we are being told there is atmosphere, but it is only enough to be sufficient for microbes and sponges. The scientists are saying this is possible, because they have found the existence of brines. The real question I have is, what else has been found we are not being told about? Wouldn't some of you like to know more about the monolith on one of the moons of Mars? I know I would. Perhaps it was built as a sign to others to show Mars was inhabited when it was built. Maybe Mars never had a native civilization, but was colonized in the past by space travelers. It could have been a sort of way station, and the monolith could have been a sign to other travels they were welcome. This would have made Mars sort of a space stop, much like a truck stop on Earth. When you see photos of Mars, and find out after some are examined more closely there are ruins, it has to lead to the thought there are probably fossils on the planet and maybe ancient bodies which were buried there, if burying was the custom. Might it be possible to find ancient devices on Mars which, though ancient, are more advanced than anything we have on Earth? There is always the chance of finding something like that anywhere on formerly inhabited worlds. If we believe Mars was a formerly inhabited world, and it seems that way not only to me, but many others, then we have the chance. If we look around at the rest of the planets in our solar system, one thing no one mentions is, could those worlds have been different millions or billions of years ago? Take Venus for example. We are told it has an atmosphere which would crush us at its surface, because it has 90 times the atmospheric pressure of the Earth. It is also mostly carbon dioxide, according to what we have been told. We are planning to send a probe there again. Could it be there is something of interest on that planet which we have not been told about? Let me tell you about what has been reported in some news outlets such as The Express. They reported Venus is a secret base for aliens and NASA. Not only that, but they claim there are giant structures on the planet. Does this mean Venus may not have anywhere near as much pressure on its surface as we have been told? The story also talks about a pyramid structure on the surface. Isn't it amazing how pyramids seem to appear not only all over the Earth, but so far on the Moon, Mars and Venus? There are also square structure-like objects in craters on Venus. Could they be buildings? Coincidentally, Venus is thought by some to may have had conditions conducive to life in the past. I am not the only one who thinks there might be a chance this might be true. This has led some to think humans might not have come from Mars, but from Venus. I have a way out question, and it is, Could one race of humans have come from Mars and later another from Venus or vice versa? This might account for Neanderthals and Homo sapiens. If even part of this is true, where does it end? Could life exist on some of the other planet in our solar system? We might find life exists on every planet to some degree. It could be life is so tough it can adapt to almost any place. We have been told alien life may take many different forms, and this is probably true, but what if it isn't and the basic shape for all intelligent life is two arms, two legs, a torso and a head to keep the brain in? If this is true, it might be easier for us to spot intelligent alien life than first thought. Indeed, all the stories of different alien races coming to Earth seem to indicate they are all built this way. This certainly doesn't mean they look like us, because these reports depict one race which does, but many others which do not. The small thin greys with big eyes and heads have been described along with lizard-based aliens and many others who all seem to have the same basic shape which varies in height, musculature and weight. There was a report by Russian cosmonauts of aliens outside their space station years ago who looked like angels which still had that same basic shape, but were huge. I don't know if we are being fed a bunch of baloney by NASA and things are not like what we are being told, but indications would seem to prove there might be things being covered up.